Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
In your soul. It does settle in your soul, doesn't it?
It does. David.
It does.
Especially last night.
Oh, man. We'll talk about that in a minute, won't we?
Yeah, we'll have to wait until it fades out. There it goes. Yeah, we had a good time last night, didn't
yeah,
we?
It was great.
Hanging
we did.
Out with some Patriots.
Oh, man. We're going to talk about that here in a minute, but we want to let you know who we are. It's Jefferson State of Mind.
I am me, and you are you.
That's
there
right.
There we go. We're good.
Mm-hmm. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be bushy-tailed this morning. What are you, Sue? Sue's our producer.
I am fantastic.
She is fantastic.
What are you? Are you bright-eyed or bushy-tailed?
I am both. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Hey, you stepped right over that line, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Got a girl.
She's on her game. You can't get anything past her.
No, not a thing. Anyway, we are KCNR.
I mean, you specifically can't get anything past her.
You notice how I tried to interrupt him? Didn't work. Nothing. We're broadcasting KCNR, downtown Reading.
Yep, we are.
96.5 FM, where the music does sound better.
When it's on.
1460 AM.
Just saying.
And the program before us, I thought Matt did a nice job.
Matt did a great job.
And really and truly, folks, if you're listening to Matt's show in the morning at 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, tune your radio into 96.5 because the music is so much better there, really and truly. And it's up. It's working wind.
It's working.
Gee, Mr. Rain Cloud, you know.
I just have to harass.
Are you kidding me?
Where I can.
If you have a question or comment, 605-4567, 530-605-4567. We are supposed to be having a guest calling this morning.
Yes, we are.
And it's Dr. Cordy Williams, but he is on tour. He's in Missouri right now. He has a group called 1776 Freedom, and also 1776 Freedom Fighters. And it's just a really, really, really great guy. And he's supposed to be coming on if he can spring free. In the interim, last night, we were in Cottonwood, weren't we, brother?
We were, with a bunch of fellow patriots.
Tell them a little bit about that.
It was fun. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you. If you weren't there, then you don't need to know. No, we had a good time. It was a car show and a cruise, an American Graffiti-type cruise. You know, they had the old cars just going up and down the street, and some people were peeling a little bit, you know, $50 at a time off their tires. Every time they did it,
it was a little more than that.
And making a little bit of smoke, tire smoke. And it was awesome. The street was lined on both sides, people loving it, and watching the cars go by and checking out all the cars.
And there was food, and there was restaurants open, everything was open.
Business
and I saw three people out of hundreds and hundreds with masks.
Yep.
Just three.
Three.
Including our sheriff, who was there. Wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah.
And no mask.
No mask. No, he was in his street clothes. He was off duty.
I didn't see him with a beer in his hand.
No. Well.
I didn't see him with a beer in his hand.
No,
but he was there.
He was having fun.
He was out there supporting
the community, and Cottonwood did it right.
Mm-hmm. He came over and saw us. We abused him like we always do.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
he started it.
He did. He just knows that that's the wrong place to walk into. Especially after a couple of course bites. I mean, just not the right place to be.
It was good. We got to educate some people about what's going on with Jefferson and the recall and all the other good stuff, and it was good to hear. And some minds were changing. You could tell. They were like, you're right. And they couldn't counter it with anything, so it was good to see that. And we have some new people that have moved up here from various parts of the state that were blue. And they're red to the core, and they decided to move up north where we're redder than they are, and they are embracing it wholeheartedly. So it was nice to meet some new people to the community.
Yeah, there was a couple from the state of Washington talking about what a mess it is up there. I mean, Seattle is just, At one time it was known as one of the most beautiful cities in the United States.
Yeah.
And now it's just a
hot mess.
It's a mess. Just like Portland, you know, with all those protests that are they're civil, aren't they? Aren't those protests civil and they're peaceful, aren't they?
They are, they are. And then, you know, when they don't get their way, then they start setting fires, those bastards. So, you know, that's what's happening out there. They're showing that, I don't know how much truth there is behind it. You know, you see it on Facebook, you see it in various places. Even if one is guilty of doing it, that's way too damn many in my mind. So, and they need to be publicly flogged, and it needs to be done in the town square, videoed, people see what's going on in the court and or public square. I'm sorry, we're done with this. This is unacceptable behavior by anybody. And for people to be doing what they're doing, that's just wrong on every level. And I take it kind of personal, too, because I had a family member lose her house up in Talent, Oregon. And she's 80 years old.
Wow.
And you know what? That's wrong. In her community, too, she lived in a gated community with a it was a senior community. And all those people that live there are elderly, and they've lost everything because they really, truly only had moments' notice to get out of there. They didn't realize it was coming as fast as it was. And once they got out, you know, out to safety, then their homes burned. That's unacceptable, much like what we had here, but it went much quicker up there.
Yeah, you know, when you look at what's going on in the country, I mean, it really is just, it's a travesty. And, you know, the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County, like many other counties, with the exception of Placer, who opened up. Yay,
Placer.
You know, with all that, you know, you're looking at the situation that we have with just, it's just very disturbing. It's just very, very disturbing when you see people walking around town, frankly, wearing masks. You know, you can wear a sock over your head. I guess now, I wonder if I can go into a bank like that. Talking about going into a bank with a sock on your head. Dave, what say you, sir?
Dave, are you there,
Dave,
buddy?
Are you there?
Hello, Dave.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, you're on.
You're on, Dave.
Oh, okay. Hey, I wanted to mention you were talking about fires, and I ran into a guy yesterday by the name of Mike, and he does barbecue stuff. He said he was cooking for the homeless, or not the homeless, I'm sorry, he's cooking for the fire victims over in Oroville, and they were taking food up there. And the authorities told them not to say where they were going to be or when they were going to be there because they brought 3 busloads of homeless from the Bay Area, Oakland and San Francisco, and let them off up there. It said, here, you can get all your food, your phone, and all the stuff you need.
What town was this, Dave?
That was, he said, Chico, Oroville.
Okay.
They were cooking for the Oroville fire.
Well, you know, here's the deal. When people see that kind of stuff, that's why we have cameras on our phones. You know, you need to take pictures of that. We need to start documenting all this stuff that happens. You know, we see a lot of things and hear a lot of things, and you really have to, you know, you really have to sort them out. You know, what's real, what isn't real. And, you know, it's impossible to say that, there's no substantiation of this. There's no photographs of it. There's nobody had their cell phone. Nobody recorded anybody. You know, we all need to become journalists, basically. We need to be going into these meetings and going out there. And so I don't know if your buddy has a phone or not, but really and truly, you know. Anyway,
I'm
Dave.
I'm not sure about that, but I know he was handing out. He was busy handing out food.
Yeah, yeah.
And he saw 3 buses.
Yeah.
From the Bay Area, and they said homeless coalition.
With no pictures, no nothing, no documentation.
Nope.
No one had the no one there had the thought process of getting any documentation.
Don't know.
Well, you know, I
don't know.
Know
that. He was,
then you know, then you, then there. Maybe it didn't happen. Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it really fall? I mean,
okay.
All right, brother. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
No.
You did good. No,
good.
You did good.
Thank you, Dave.
It wasn't you, Dave. It's that we need to have people taking pictures. We need to have people documenting this stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, with that, we're going to go off to our first break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
1, 2, 3.
up in the hills of Northern California. We believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for.
Yes, there is.
What about our freedom?
Especially that.
And this piece of ground.
Liberty.
That too.
We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. It took all the footage off my TV.
All right.
There we go. We have not forgotten. I love that song because it speaks to the core. You got to listen to it, pay attention, listen to every word. They do a great job on talking about what happened to our country on 9/11. And here we are right now. 2020, 19 years later, and look at the hot flipping mess that we're in.
We're in a hot flipping mess, and we have a good friend. We have a good friend on the line who's helping us to get out of that hot flipping mess, and his name is Dr. Cordy Williams. Cordy, my friend, how you doing, buddy?
I'm living the dream, Terry. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys. Really, really appreciate it. It's an honor.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, Cordy, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you got going, buddy.
Yeah, so I run an organization called 1776 Forever Free, and we're doing rallies all over California, and started this right after the scamdemic started. And, you know, I say that affectionately because you know, obviously some people have passed away of this thing, but I don't think the reaction is, the reaction doesn't really match or fit what's actually occurred and how many people have actually died. But at any rate, like many Americans, when it all started, you know, we kind of felt pressed up against the wall and didn't really know what was going to happen with our businesses and, you know, our freedoms and our country. And, you know, I began partnering with several groups initially and doing rallies all over California. And one of those rallies ended up having me on a megaphone, and it got about 15 million hits because I saw some friends that were batoned and hit and thrown to the ground and all that. And I really spoke to the CHP officers about the injustices there. And people kind of took a liking to that because I honestly think people are craving leadership right now. And then my business partner, Chris Lippi, and I, that's going to be meeting with the president privately for dinner in about 2 hours in Las Vegas. He and I partnered 1776 Forever Free, and we just did our first rally of a five-city tour on the Freedom Tour USA, which is a tour that 1776 sponsored. And we just had our big 3,000-person rally in St. Louis, Missouri, and that's actually where I am right now.
Now, you were talking about Las Vegas. You're having dinner with the president, you said?
Yeah, my business partner and best friend, the other founder of 1776, is about to have dinner with the president of the United States and about 40 other people.
Oh, that's great. Now, is David Harris going to be there also? Or?
I'm sorry?
Is David Harris going to be there with you also, brother?
No. Okay. This is a private function.
Gotcha.
Kind of, David Harris is involved. He's a friend of mine, and
yes,
we've spoken on stage a couple of times together, but he's going to be speaking at our Colorado event. But no, he won't be there for this event.
Now, you talked about the 15 million hits you got, and that that video went viral. It was amazing. Can you tell the folks where that was, how it happened, and what, just a quick synopsis about what you said?
Yeah, it was basically just talking about our freedoms and talking about, you know, how I'd rather lose my job than lose my soul,
mm-hmm,
by listening to a unlawful order.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the narrative there, because that day it was kind of like communist China.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm a 40-year-old guy with two kids under the age of four, where I've seen freedoms being blatantly encroached upon and nobody really doing anything about it. And police, who took an oath to, defend their state, just like we take an oath in the military as a former Marine, I'll defend all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really standing up. They weren't really standing up. And I love police. I love firefighters. God bless our police officers. I get the conflicted position they were in. But I just talked to them about honor, talked to them about courage, commitment. And it's great to take a paycheck, and it's great to have safety and security there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when you need to say, you know what, enough is enough.
Well, I know one
it
of the
doesn't
things,
make sense what's happening.
Right. I know one
and,
of the
and we need to fight back.
Right, and you're right. And I know one of the things that was said was basically the governor had told the Highway Patrol, that's the group that you talked to, and it was an eloquent speech and right on the money. But he had told the Highway Patrol to get those people off my effing lawn, and that was a quote from the governor of the state of California.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't heard that. Thanks for telling me that, Jerry.
Yeah, that's what happened. And also, you were saying that people were dragged up steps and batoned, and this was the May 1st rally in Sacramento. Is that correct?
Yes, it was May 1st.
You know, one of the things, too, you're talking about your group, and it's great, folks, if you have the opportunity to get on the website, which we will make sure that we get that for you and get on Cordy's page. Amazing stuff, amazing things this group is doing. And one of the things, what is the goal that 1776 Forever Free is what's their goal? What's the goal of all this? We know we have education, but education without action, there's not much point to it. We need to have action with the education. So give us a couple of minutes here. We've got about 4 minutes to the break. If you could just elaborate on what your group does, buddy.
Yeah, so what our group does is we mobilize people and inspire people to vote, react, start to move the needle on change. We inspire them to really get involved in their local government. And then we also raise funds to actually prop up, lift up, and support candidates. you know, like, by doing that, when we do that, what happens is you start to see people, they realize that even though they might not have had, like, a muscle, per se, related to politics, mm-hmm. they've never thought about strengthening that muscle, or that's, like, a real big stretch for them. Like, it never, you know, kind of mind to say, you know what, I'm not somebody that likes to get in front of people. I'm not somebody that likes to stick my neck out there. But what these rallies are doing and what our movement's doing, it's really unique amongst a lot of other organizations that are out there, is people all across the country are really, they're buying T-shirts, they're coming to rallies, they're flying in. And we're really seeing that people like this organized, conservative, conservative military type of leadership that we're providing. And they grab onto the idea of putting those American flag-like ideals back into families, getting mm-hmm. people to, you know, respect the American flag again. And so our whole, like, movement is just mobilizing people, really inspiring people, getting them to know that their involvement is either going to move us towards freedom or move us towards communism and socialism.
That's
and
a great
point. We've seen that, like, we're getting people all over the country that are coming and crying at rallies, and they're just so grateful for it. But then that next level that 1776 is doing is we're supporting those candidates that are patriotic. They're not Republican. They're not Democratic. They just bleed red, white, and blue, and they fight for the Constitution.
That's well said, my good friend. You know, it's very true. We have to understand something. And really, from what I heard out of what you said, what we're really looking at, folks, is this is not a revolution. This is a restoration. We already have our rights. Our rights are given to us by God. And those rights are self-evident, which means they don't need proof. It's there in front of you. God is right there. He's everywhere. And those are rights that we have that are given to us by our Creator. It's a restoration. And we have a Constitution, the Constitution of the United States, which is the line in the sand that is the line that the government never crosses.
Right.
And, you know...
Well, hey, Cordy, quick question. You're on tour, and right now you're in St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. You had your event yesterday. So next Saturday you're going to be in Sacramento, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We will be in Sacramento next week, and then the following week we'll be in Larkspur, Colorado, then Fort Pierce, Florida, and then we'll cap off on October 17th in D.C.
Perfect. Where are you doing it in Sacramento, brother?
We are going to be on the north steps of the Capitol.
North steps?
Okay. Right on the north steps there. There's a Hilton or Hyatt right across the street. Really, really nice Hilton or Hyatt. And we'll have Joy Villa there. We'll have Regan Scott from Turning Point, myself, Dr. Simone Gold, host of others. But we just added Bobby Hinlan to the list.
Okay.
So if you guys know that the libtards have said that, you know, that he said some stuff about, you know, President Trump that he didn't say, and that mm-hmm. President Trump called, you know, military members a loser, and that just couldn't be further from the truth. And Bobby, who's a injured war veteran,
right,
and you can see that, you see what the improvised explosive device did to his face. He's just such a sweetheart, and he's going to share his message.
Now, what time does it start?
Yeah, it's going to start at. It's going to be a little bit earlier than our past rallies. It's going to be 10 a.m. doing that, so folks, you know, with the heat and all that, that seems to be a really good formula for our hot state.
Yeah.
So
the one on fire.
Yeah, the one on fire that's only because of global warming.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so globally warmed here. Now, okay, so it starts at 10 a.m. How long do your events usually last?
You know, it's probably going to last. I think we're permitted until like 2 or 3.
Okay.
So we run a pretty tight ship. This isn't going to be a 4-hour siege. Usually they're 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
You know, but we leave time for pictures and stuff like that. So speaker time, you know, you're probably looking at 7 speakers, 10 or 15 minutes apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joy Villa is going to do the national anthem. We'll have food trucks out there. The recall Gavin 2020 is one of our co-sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So Orrin Heatley, you know, they'll have Orrin's going to be there. Mike Netter will probably be there. They'll have that big, awesome, trailer that they have out there. And then in addition, just a bunch of vendors. Joy's going to be in her Trump dress, signing books with her new book, Kick-Ass Conservative. It's going to be out there, and man, it's just going to be a great time.
Wonderful.
Well, what we're going to do, there's a couple things we want to talk about after the break, and can you hang with us, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I've got about, probably got a good 20 minutes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to take a break right now, and then we can come right back to you. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
we're back.
Like the
plague. Here we are.
We are back.
Yes, we're back. And we're all kind of giggling a little bit here.
Hey, can I ask one favor?
Somebody's giggling in the background.
Yep. Hey, Cordy, your mic
giggling.
Is hot.
Are you giggling, buddy?
No, I'm hugging my good friend. I'm talking to you guys.
That's your good friend is giggling.
My
okay.
Family members, and they're saying lewd things right now to make you guys laugh.
We are.
Because that's who they are. That's who they are. No, they're amazing people.
Awesome.
The Napudis in St. Louis, Dr. Napudi, they brought me into their home. He's a good buddy of mine, and just got to spend a great night with them. We had a little celebration shindig last night after 3,000 people showed up to that rally. Love and appreciate you guys.
That's awesome.
Anyway, just give more love, brother. Really cool. Give more love.
I will. Terry Raposa sends his love.
There you go.
Anyway, one quick
Jody,
thing.
Jody said she loves you, bro.
Oh, awesome. The thing, I know the other day you and I were talking, we had a conversation on the phone, and the thing is that we've got all these different groups and all these different folks. We need to find an umbrella. We've been looking for the silver bullet, and I'll just run this by you real quickly. The silver bullet really is pretty simple. Without representation, nothing matters. Without representation, nothing matters. And in California, as you know, we have one senator for every million people. And one assembly for every 500,000. Now, how are they supposed to do their job with that many constituents? The assembly person in the Northern District has, 25,000 square miles?
something like
25,000 square miles, and it takes them 9 hours just to drive their district. As we look at this, we know we have to have apportionment. That means there should be a ratio for the assembly and for the state senate, and that ratio has to be something where you have at least one assemblyman for every 10,000 people, which would be more reasonable and closer in line with the rest of the states in the United States. And we used to have a senator for every county, which is similar to the federal model where we have two senators for every state, no matter how big or how little, whether it's Wyoming with 700,000 or it's California with 40 million. And we also have a house that's built upon population, and that was the great compromise. That was Madison. And we understand that's the way it's got to work. Number two, we have to protect the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment protects the rest. And I know, Cordy, you and I have talked about that a lot. The Second Amendment really does protect the rest. Without that, again, we don't have protection to keep any kind of totalitarian government from taking over our rights, which, I mean, we've all agreed that we've lost most of them. And number three, a lot of people say, well, you know, we elect these guys, we have to throw all the bums out. Well, let's give the bums an opportunity, actually our representatives the opportunity, to actually do their job. If you have 10,000 constituents and 2,000 voters, you might have an opportunity to do your job. So let's give them that. However, we also need to make sure that they're held to the same laws and same standards that we are as citizens of a state, as citizens of the United States, and they're not exempt from 32 laws. And we also have to have a position to where they're, with their oath of office, it's something that they have to adhere to. If they break their oath of office, if they break their oath, like Cordy, like you told those highway patrolmen, if they break their oath to the Constitution, if they break their oath of office, if they're in office, and if they break their oath to the state constitution, then there has to be consequences. There has to be consequences. And I think those three things constitute the silver bullet. What say you, sir?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that, I've always been a firm believer in politicians are elected because they work for us. And I think that, the biggest problem we've had, and not only from a state level but a national level, is these swamp creatures. You know, guys that get in there, they're in there 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and pretty soon the policy doesn't become a policy of the people. It becomes the policy of the few, right? That sector of, people that are the nervous Nancys and, the Gettys and, the 40-year dynasty that's been going on in the governorship of California. And, you can see that same type of model around the state or around the nation, and you can see the impact of that on the nation where, as a nation, we've become this, there's 50-60% of the people in this country right now, and you're seeing it. You're seeing it in our streets with, the Antifa idiots at BLM that are socialist entitled.
Yeah.
It's the millennials under the age of 30. And those people, they don't understand patriotism. They don't understand American history. They don't understand what it's like to have freedoms. And they don't really understand what they're getting into by listening to the lies from the fake news hashtag fear porn. You're seeing the impact of that right now.
Everybody wants
something for free. They're sitting back and taking a check. And so if we're not careful, if that's already happening in society, and we know we're far to the left and almost a communist state in California itself.
Almost.
I completely agree with everything you said, Terry.
Well, the thing about California, though, again, it's apportionment. You can't have somebody do their job if they have a 500,000 constituents. It's impossible. And the only way you can have apportionment that makes sense with 40 million people is to divide the state. It's the only possible way because you can't do that. And, I would submit to you that probably three states would make up California and give people better apportionment. It's even what there's different movements of people that want to do things. And, for example, New California has 24 million people in their state. How are they going to get apportionment with that? One for every 10,000, still 2,400 representatives, and that doesn't even count the Senate.
Wait, where's the other 16 million?
Yeah, where's the other 16 million in another state? They wouldn't have apportionment either. So I would submit to you that what we need to do, since you're sitting down with the president,
I'm not. My business partner is.
I know. I'm just having a little fun here.
Yeah.
But the point is, whoever's sitting down with the president, if we don't have apportionment in California that's completely broken, we have a governor that has committed sedition, we have a situation to where he has declared a nation state. He's committed a felony, Title 8, Code Section 1324 of the United States Code, in that he has harbored illegal aliens and he shielded them. That's a felony. If we did that, Cordy, you and I, we would be arrested. If we called a nation state, we would be arrested. And, you know, those are the things that I want to get your opinion on. And really and truly, California is broken. We can't fix it. And that's where we live. Chris Ann Hall will talk to you about the states. You know Chris Ann. She's an amazing, amazing person, amazing constitutionalist. And she understands the fact that the states do hold the rights. But the Constitution trumps, no pun intended, the United States Constitution trumps a state constitution that admits, as California does, that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land and that the state of California is an inseparable part of that. So what are your thoughts on that, my good friend? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think the long-term strategy, in my opinion, is to and hopefully if COVID hasn't done it, then you know, I think we are really a lost state. You know, I don't know where I stand on I've had several people approach me about being a, you know, assembly member for New California. You know, I think the idea is great, whether it's going to work, whether that's going to be, you know, I don't know what the percentage is of Democrats to Republicans are, but, you know, I would say offhand, just in my own opinion, there's maybe 30% red in the state as a whole. Maybe it's more than that, but we have pockets like Shasta County, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Carlsbad. You know, there's areas in North County beyond that where there's a lot of conservatives, so much to the point that the rallies we're doing are getting 2,000 to 10,000 people. But I think short term, hopefully what people are doing is waking up to, you know, the things like Tony Krefich, I think is his name. He used to be the fundraiser in fundraiser chairperson for the Trump campaign in San Diego. He said there were 160 vacant seats in California last year where Democrats were running uncontested.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the way we need to look at this from a conservative Republican viewer, just really it's not even about that party line. It's like, do you believe in red, white, and blue? And if you do, then you need to get off your butt. And some of these 160 seats, you need to get out there and run for office.
Well so, how do we hold them accountable?
Until we change, well, yeah, I mean, until we change locally, though.
Right.
And until we get people inspired to know that we can actually move the needle, just like this recall, right? Republicans in California are so beat down, and I don't know what the percentage is on brothers and sisters that are patriots that we've lost to Idaho and Texas and Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
but I know it's pretty high. If we don't engage this base and engage this crowd, I mean, it's already a sea of blue, and it's going to be a monsoon of blue. And so that's really my focus right now. I think the new California movement is great. I think it's awesome. I don't know that – I think that's more of a long-term plan than a short-term plan.
I think
that's a long-term strategy.
I think the thing for New California, though, again, is apportionment. You know, it all breaks down to apportionment, and that's the issue. I asked some of the leaders of that. As you know, that we are looking at the state of Jefferson up here, which would have 23 counties. Two senators per county, the lion's share of the money and everything else would go back to the county, but I'm not even sure if they've done anything on codification. Now, the state of Jefferson has done that, and I don't care whether you call it the state of Jefferson or the state of Easter Bunny. The point is that you can't take a state and run a line down almost the middle of the state, take 24 million people and say, hey, we're going to do it the same way we did it before with 40 and 80, number one. Number two,
right.
We never ask people to be assemblymen or ask people to be senators as far as when it comes to the state of Jefferson. We didn't do that only because isn't that a vote? I mean, I didn't vote for the guy who's walking around saying he's the senator for the new state of California. I didn't vote for him. And I think that what we have to do is I think that we're also eager to fix this problem that we're not looking at the silver bullet. It's apportionment. If we don't have adequate representation, nothing's going to matter. Nothing. And so, you know, that's all I'm trying to say. And when I asked the leadership of that, and I know the leadership of that, when I've asked the leadership of that, well, what's the apportionment? They didn't know what the word apportionment meant. And I'm not kidding. Yeah. That's the leader here in Shasta County. So until we understand how it all works, how do we, I mean, you know, we, until we understand how it all works, how do we pull under one umbrella and say, hey, here's the plan. Here's what we do on the codification. Here's what we do on all the properties. We were told by Kamala Harris in 2014, if the state of Jefferson happens, that we would actually have all the Caltrans equipment in our area. At that time, we understood we had to take the VIN numbers because you want to have all the new stuff. Again, I'm advocating for liberty, as you are, my good friend. I'm advocating for a way we do that. But if we don't understand apportionment, we don't understand oath of office, we don't understand what happens with the committees of separation. Is there been a discussion about committees of separation? Because if you do that, you're going to probably have a year of that where you have committees who are talking about the state of California and the new state, whatever the new states are. You're going to have that also. You've got to have that discussion, and there has to be give and take. But anyway, we're going to go off to a break, and then the last 15 minutes of yours, my good friend, I didn't mean to really get off on that, but I think that we need to really start looking long-term down the road. I mean, I hope that made sense.
Terry, I love when you get off on that.
Well, good, because I love you, brother.
Awesome.
You're my hero.
Awesome. Likewise, brother.
You're my hero. When you stood on the back of that truck, dude, you're my hero.
Oh, well, I'm really honored, buddy. Seriously. That means a lot to me.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we'll be right back to you, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
That freedom must be fought for by the free, and died to save a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. I'm a rattlesnake with diamonds.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services, a coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic, historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
We're back. Cordy, my good friend, are you there?
I am definitely here, brother.
All right, brother. I'm going to pass you over to Wynn here. He's got a couple questions for you.
Well, I just have one big question.
Cool.
What is your call to action? This is great that you're going out and having these rallies and getting people fired up, but when they leave your rallies, what is their call to action? Because I know from our experience when working on with the state of Jefferson, the movement that we've been working on for 6 years and trying to separate the northern 23 counties from the state of California, we know what we have to do. Every time we have a town hall or we just meet with people, there is a call to action. And what my question to you is, with all these hundreds of thousands of people that you're going to be meeting over this tour that you're doing, What is your true call to action? What thing are they going to walk away with and they're going to go home and do?
Yeah. Well, the call to action first is that they're going to give us money, okay? And when they give us money and they give us their time, what's going to happen is by inspiring these patriots that have been beaten down by the mainstream fear-porn fake news media, by inspiring them and motivating them and getting the mothers and sisters and brothers and cousins and nieces and nephews in tears because they feel like there's hope for America at these rallies, what they then do is they go out and they buy a Freedom Fighter t-shirt. They start to ask critical questions and start to open up people's sphere of influence and kind of just really open up their brain to a different possibility. We start to get people from the left. We start to get people from the middle. And then what happens is as we grow this base and we influence this base, and we've already done that to about, you know, 80 to 100,000 people in a very short period of time. And those are the people we have on different social media platforms, private groups, things of that nature. As we start to do that and we build that following, you start to create a war chest of funds where you can start to raise up candidates. But simultaneously, you also have to get, particularly in the state of California, you have to get people involved in this recall because, you know, there's grandiose and great long-term ideas, but I think short-term, if there's not education combating what BLM, Antifa, conventional federal education, and just, you know, I mean, education, just like Dinesh D'Souza says, they control that megaphone. They also control the news. They control Hollywood. So the only way you combat that is you have to get an educational narrative out there that is counteracting what the left is doing in media, in Hollywood, and doing to our kids, even when they're in kindergarten or first grade. So, you know, the call to action on the tour is this. Let's educate people, inspire them, because they've been beaten down the last 6 months. Let's get them to donate their time and their money. And then finally, let's motivate and inspire them to know that these vacancies that are not only in California but are across the country, you may not think you're fit for office, but now's the time that you need to stretch that muscle, work that muscle, and run for office.
Okay, now when you are doing that and you're getting people to run for these offices, are you vetting these people, making sure, unlike what we have in the North State, we have people that run Republican that are rhinos, complete rhinos, and that's what we have for complete representation up here in our area. Yes, they're Republican, but guess what? They're rhinos. So how do you weed those people out? We can't. We don't have. Well, we haven't weeded them out because people drank the Kool-Aid and they're in.
Yeah. Well, I met a girl at church once, and she said she was a Christian, and then she cheated on me and slept with another guy. You know, so there's no way to 100% vet somebody, but you have to see what somebody's past and background is.
That's
you
right.
Know, if somebody's a career politician, or they're a businessman. Case in point, President Trump, that everybody points to. I mean, I just heard a story today. Met a guy last night that's a state senator for Missouri. I was at my good friend Dr. Eric DePudi's house. And this amazing state senator was a guy that just started seeing, you know, he's checking his small business. He's checking what's happening with his taxes, where his money's going. And he's like, this isn't fair. I got to do something. I with no political background. Yesterday was the first time he'd been in front of 3,000 people. This guy with really no political background says, you know what? I got to fight for my kids. I got to fight for my home. I got to fight for my family, American values. So I'm going to stand up and I'm going to take a chance.
There you
go. And he won, and he's been in there for a while now. But here was a guy that came from nothing, that already was a successful business guy, that really had, you know, there was no interest other than American interest, other than patriotic interest. There was no conflict there. And I think if we can vet guys based upon, well, what'd you do before? Well, you really had nothing going. Oh, wow, you have three failed businesses. You know, I would kind of be a little bit eerie about that person because, you know, maybe they're like some of these people running for office in California right now that have all the social media hype and everybody's behind them, but they're C-class candidates and the Republican Party's not backing them. And you know, I've heard a stat that if you're not backed by the Republican Party in California, you have less than a 3% chance of winning.
Right.
So you know, I think the vetting process is what have they done in their past, in their life?
Mm-hmm.
Have they been successful and good at it?
Mm-hmm.
Or have they been, you know, on city boards and school boards or a local city council for 20 years? those are the people I think we need to get away from.
I think right. You're right. Yep. You know, and I also think that one thing we have to do is have people not comply. I don't know if you heard about the Cottonwood Rodeo that happened back in March.
No, May, Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry. May. You're right. May, yep. Mother's Day weekend. You're right, brother. Anyway, we had a Cottonwood Rodeo. We had 3,500 people come to that, not one case of COVID. Last night, we had a thing called Cottonwood Cruise. We Back the Blue. Thousands of people, cars. Three people, I think, were wearing masks. People going out and having fun, eating food, talking in booths, talking about liberty. And, oh, by the way, we have been doing the Newsom recall up here. We do it diligently. I know in Shasta
Big
County.
Time.
Yeah, in Shasta County, we do it at least once a week. We do it in several different locations. We've organized here, at least in this county, to a point, and in several other counties, too, Tehama, et cetera, that we've organized people to where we're piggybacking on stuff. Again, the idea is to be under one umbrella. How everything shakes out is still going to be the silver bullet. It's still going to be apportionment.
Yep.
When you talk to people, Cordy, that are running movements and they don't even know what the word means, that's kind of scary. Because we have to have that. Why do you think we have two senators per state in the United States government and we have the House of Representatives based upon the population? The reason for that is because Madison and the Founding Fathers understood that even the smaller communities, townships, the different cities, the smaller places, had to have the same kind of representation because this is not a democracy. It's a Republican form of government. They had to have the same representation that the people in the larger cities at the time, Charleston, New York, Boston, that they had. That's why there has to be a balance. And frankly, I know that that in the state of Jefferson, or maybe it'll be Northern Jefferson, Southern Jefferson, and Madison, maybe it'll be four states. But unless we make it smaller and more applicable to apportionment, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's funny how the Democrats never want to do a census. Right.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they want to leave the borders wide open. Right.
Oh, you're right, my good friend. One quick thing.
Well, I mean, it speaks to that whole problem right now.
Yes, sir.
Without changing the percentages and
yes, sir.
And changing. Okay, this is a county or this is a district or what have.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's a huge problem that's impacting. Even on a federal level, not just a state level, we've got that. That problem of. I mean, God, because how many representatives do we have in California?
We don't hardly any.
Yeah.
Not in the state.
It's crazy, man. Yeah.
But we have to understand, that's why Chris Ann's, the education that we've all gotten from Chris Ann Hall is so amazing, because really the states really do have control. Understand that the Constitution of the United States is the line in the sand. Anything that's outside of that Constitution, they can't do that without state approval. And we could, maybe that'll be, we'd love to have you on again, because then we can talk a little bit about the Constitution. But just getting back to one thing really quickly, and that is the fact that once we have a situation of proper apportionment, you're able to have your voice heard. And I know that we were talking about the Senate and the Republicans and the Democrats. We have a senator who is a Republican, and we have his wife, who is our assemblyman for our district. A senator and his wife are the two representatives we have, both Republicans. Our assembly person, Megan Daly, used the Democratic
National Committee's
server for her campaign.
For her campaign
website.
You see,
my good friend, this is an oligarchy. There is no Democrats and Republicans in California. There might be a few. There's a couple of Republicans. But the point being are a couple of, I would say, statesmen. But anyway, we have about a minute and a half left. My good friend, bring us home, my brother. Bring us home.
Well, I just really appreciate what you guys are doing, because you guys are studs. You're patriots. You guys have been doing this way longer than me, and I'm really grateful to always be on the show and interact with you guys. And what I would say to the viewers out there is, go to 1776foreverfree.com, buy a Freedom Fighter t-shirt. If you're not going to stand up now with your time and money, when are you? Are you going to come when they try to stick the forced COVID shot into your son or daughter's arm, right, without your permission, because they don't care about your medical freedom anymore? Are you going to stand up when that 18-year-old molests your 8-year-old because it's okay, according to this idiotic legislature and moronic governor that we have? Like, when are you going to do it? So if not now, when? And so what I would ask is everybody put down the remote control, turn off Netflix, and go to 1776foreverfree.com, contribute now. It's $29 for a Freedom Fighter T-shirt. You throw in an extra $5, and we get 100,000 people that do that. That's $500,000, which we could do four more rallies if we had those types of people like stepping.